Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And good morning, everybody. This is Gwinnett Business Radio, and I, today, just today only, I am merely Stephen Julian. Mike Salmon is here, but he is producing the show from behind the glass. He's a little bit under the weather, and you can tell he's not feeling well because he said, Stephen, the show is yours today. Now, I will tell everybody that's really worried about that. There is a microphone back there, so if Mike needs to jump in and correct me, he certainly will. He will not miss that opportunity. But I am running the ship today, and I have two fantastic guests. We're excited to be talking today to Douglas Erdman from the Flying Locksmiths of Northeast Georgia and also Louise Dillard of the Dillard House. So we're going to start off with Douglas Erdman of the Flying Locksmiths of Northeast Georgia. Douglas, how are you doing today?
I'm well, Stephen. Thanks for having me in this morning.
Absolutely. Now, the Flying Locksmiths, the name of the business, does give away that you are a locksmith, but the flying part is kind of cool. So if you could give a quick backstory of what the Flying Locksmiths is and just give a complete picture of what you guys do.
Okay. Well, thank you. The Flying Locksmith, we are a traditional locksmithing company, but we do a whole lot else. I am one of the local owners, along with my wife, of the Flying Locksmiths of Northeast Georgia. Flying Locksmiths is a 70-year-old company. The name came from the fact that our founder, over 70 years ago, was both a World War II pilot and a locksmith. So his friends started calling him the Flying Locksmith, and the name has stuck ever since. We're in the third generation of the McMiniman family that owns the company. Our particular location is based here in Northeast Georgia, primarily Gwinnett County, but we cover all of Northeast Georgia.
As far as the Flying Locksmiths for the state of Georgia, it is a nationwide franchise, correct?
That is true.
And for Georgia, there are some other franchise areas. Is there a part of Georgia that's not covered by a Flying Locksmith?
South Georgia is okay. yet to be covered by the Flying Locksmith.
We have a lot of business owners listening, and if any of them are looking for a change, they certainly can probably call you. But you handle the Northeast Georgia area, mostly Gwinnett County, and probably some other areas outside of that.
That is correct.
Okay, so before you started with the Flying Locksmiths, what did you do prior to doing this?
Great question. This was a total directional change, career change for me. 35 years in banking. Finally figured out it was time that...
they never let you inside the vault, so you said, I got to do...
It was like, I got to get out. So after 35 years, felt it was time to move on from the corporate world.
Nice.
So decided to get out of corporate life, and the Flying Locksmiths was the ideal answer to what I wanted to do next.
Okay, so let me dig into that, exactly what you just said. You're leaving the corporate world, you're looking, and you find the ideal answer. So what caused you to get involved with the Flying Locksmiths? Because I'm sure it wasn't the only thing you looked at. And a lot of our listeners would say, hey, there are so many options out there. What drew you to them?
Okay. Yeah, the process took over a year when my wife Pamela and I started looking to figure out what we wanted to do for our next big thing. We looked at numerous business ventures, you know, restaurants, manufacturing, service industries, you know, whether we wanted to buy a business, franchise a business, start a business. And one option just kept surfacing over that year, and it was the Flying Locksmiths. It just provided us a unique combination of being able to manage something, me being able to work with my hands, she and I to be able to work together. And we found it's a very family-friendly organization that has awesome relationships and partnerships all in a fragmented industry. And nice. By fragmented, I mean statistics show there's about 10,000 locksmiths in America. And of the 10,000, 8,000 are a guy working out of the back of his truck. So it truly was time for a company to be able to bring this fragmentation together and roll out our high level of services on a nationwide level.
Okay. So, you're doing a really good job of giving answers that allow me to then go, well, gee, that leads to another question.
Yeah, segue.
So, no, you don't do segues. You only do locksmithing. So, segues are those little things you write on. Anyway, so talk about the services, because I noticed that I think a lot of times when people think locksmith, there's residential locksmith and then there's commercial locksmith. You guys can handle both of those, correct?
That's true.
Okay.
But we are primarily a commercial locksmith. I mean, we do some residential business, but we really want to focus on the commercial side.
So talk about some of the services specifically that you guys offer and how those services might set you apart from those fragmented other locksmiths that are not flying either.
Very good. Well, you know, we're traditional locksmiths, so and we were born and raised traditional locksmiths. So we're working on, you know, locks and keys and rekeying and things like that. All the door hardware, you know, closers, panic devices, crash bars, installing and maintaining doors. But we've also diversified into things like video surveillance, both installation and monitoring of video surveillance systems. Big in building access control. That's, you know, the key card systems and the keypads, and most recently, Bluetooth-enabled technology.
And is that one of the things that you meant when you talked about fragmented is, if I'm a business owner, oh, I've got my locksmith who does my keys, but I got to go to somebody else to handle video. And so to be able to just kind of have one company to kind of handle, let's just call it security to some extent, right? So you guys can be the quarterback of that particular part of a business owner's enterprise?
Absolutely. My wife likes to say that we provide services to secure a business's people, assets, and buildings.
I like that. That's fantastic. Who are some of your ideal clients? What are some of the types of businesses that you find are really good for you?
Well, we are a commercial locksmith, so we're generally looking for businesses to work with. But any business that has or needs doors, you know, video surveillance or access control, we really like to partner with companies that have multiple opportunities. But we work with sole proprietors that, you know, have two doors in their establishment, all the way up to mega corporations that have huge needs for, multiple doors, access control, and video surveillance needs.
I would imagine one of the controllers or C-level executives of a large corporation that's listening to us, and we're so glad you're listening to Gwinnett Business Radio, they've got locations all over the country. That's where being a nationwide franchise, but yet a family-run business, you guys are going to be able to help them, correct?
Yeah, we merge a nationwide presence, over 70 locations in the country, over 200 technicians, together with the latest technology, makes us very attractive to chain stores, to franchise, other franchisees, like especially restaurant franchisees, and buildings with or businesses with multiple locations. Because really, they can, you know, one call. We'll do it all.
Yeah,
no matter where you are in the country.
I like that. Now, let's also recognize that the entrepreneur, the small business owner over, you know, whatever the statistic is of that business owner who has just a handful of employees, maybe even running it themselves. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we're glad you're listening to Gwinnett Business Radio. That person, they got one location. They've only got a couple of doors. You guys can help them as well. Because again, you might have that nationwide presence, but you're a family run business. You know what they're doing too, right?
Absolutely. And that's really our bread and butter. A lot of our business comes from people seeing our trucks around town.
Yeah.
I don't know if you all have seen our trucks, but our vans have a World War I flying ace flying a key on top of the van. It's a very very much of an attention getter.
Nice.
And it's amazing how many, you know, you ask people, well, where did you learn of us? And they say, oh, we saw your flying machine truck over at the Dunkin' Donuts the other day. And that's, you know, it's advertising you can't pay for.
I like it. So yet another great segue from Douglas Erdman of the Flying Locksmiths of Northeast Georgia. Douglas, your logo is a World War One flying ace type logo of someone flying a key. And that's from the past. It's a 70-year-old company, third generation family owned, and a great franchise across the country. And yet, since we're talking about security, I got to ask, where's it going? What's the future look like? What, you know, we've gone from I got to get rekeyed to I have to have key card access to the whole building. Where is building access and locksmithing? Where are we going in the future?
Stephen, I'm glad you gave the whole gamut because, you know, we're never going to do away with keys.
Amen.
So we're always going to have to be an expert at keys and high security keys and locks. But we also want to offer the latest in technology. Flying Locksmiths wants to be the preferred provider of locksmithing, access control, and video surveillance, not only in Northeast Georgia, but across the entire country. You know, locally, we'd like to keep expanding both in the services we offer and in the territory we cover. But overall, my personal opinion is I want the Flying Locksmiths to be a household name. If you're a business owner or a homeowner and you think, ooh, I need a locksmith, I need access control, I need video surveillance, whether it's installation or maintenance, I want you to think of the Flying Locksmiths.
And you started off the interview. I mean, we've been really focusing on the commercial, and that's your main market. But at the beginning of the interview, you said you do some residential. Every business owner who's listening to this has a residence.
Has a residence.
Right? So are there some specialties that you guys do in the residential side? Are there some niches that you think are really where you guys can excel when it comes to the residential side of what you guys do?
Well, residential, like business, is a lot of people are moving over to the electronic access.
Right.
So they want to do away with the pocket full of keys and do more on, hey, I want to open my locks as well as turn on the lights and everything else from my cell phone, my right. smartphone. So that's a big push for us. We also work with a lot of realtors because, you know, realtors, they make a nice sale. They want to maybe give a little gift to the person who they sold a home to. And we provide, you know, gift cards just to allow that they can pass along to the new owner to rekey the
entire. That's a great idea.
And we'll just come out and rekey the whole house.
What a great gift for a realtor to give to someone who just bought a house. Here's an opportunity to rekey your house. I like that. So all the realtors listening, you need to contact Douglas Erdman at the Flying Locksmiths. So Douglas, you know, the market that you're in, I think you've done a fantastic job telling us all about all that you guys do. And one last little question, and I think you've already answered it. I'm going to give you a chance to say anything else that we missed in the interview. You nailed it. There's a lot of other locksmiths out there. You're not the only one, but a lot of those other locksmiths are very fragmented. What else? Is there anything else that you would be able to point to and go, this is what really sets us apart, and this is our unique value proposition that we don't think anybody else has when it comes to locksmithing?
I believe that our family-run atmosphere, I mean, 70 years now as a family-run business, and we still exhibit those same values. Our high service levels, a one call, one email service center, the fact that we're problem solvers, and just provide overall security assessments. And then our ability to provide the latest in technology.
Fantastic. I have to say that I think so far for this year, you win the award of the greatest segue interview because every single answer has set up the next question. It's fantastic. And so you said all it's going to take is one call for that business owner. So for that business owner, for that residential specialty situation, how do they get in touch with you? Give all the information, phone number, website, email. How can people reach out to the Flying Locksmiths?
Okay, real quick. Hopefully everybody has their pencil handy. But
give them a second. Hold on. Okay, they've all got their stuff ready to go.
All right, here we go. Our phone number is 770-415-9768. You can reach us by email at northeastgeorgia@flyinglocksmiths.com. And our website, flyinglocksmiths.com/northeast-GA. We also have a Facebook page. You can Google that. we can take care of you and answer questions and schedule service on any of those avenues.
And if they if they're outside the Northeast Georgia area, they can go to flyinglocksmiths.com. But you know what? I have a guess that even if they went to your website, you'd help them find the right flying locksmith that they need to talk to. Also business owners who maybe are also tired of their corporate life and they're looking for opportunities. Douglas, I'm sure you'd be someone that they could talk to. So Douglas Erdman of the Flying Locksmiths Northeast Georgia, thank you very much for appearing on Gwinnett Business Radio today.
Thanks, guys, for having me on.
Absolutely. Before we get to our next guest, I just want to remind our listeners that this show is brought to you by Ferratech. Ferratech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies, and they offer outstanding customer service. Ferratech offers a 100% guarantee on all Ferratech products, so you know they stand behind their quality. For more information, visit ferratech.com. That's ferratech.com. So we're excited to welcome our second guest today to, I say we, Mike, I think Mike's excited. He is very excited back there. Oh, wait, the microphone.
Did you just throw something at me?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I was just wanting to make sure that you're as excited as I am over, because I said we. So I just want to let you know that you're still part
there
of the show.
There is a we in the house, yes.
Absolutely. And Mike is making me sound great, both by producing the show and also by how he just sounded on the microphone. You can tell he's not feeling well. So we're excited to welcome our second guest. Louise Dillard is here from the Dillard House. Louise, your last name is Dillard, and you're here from the Dillard House.
That's correct.
So you're part of the ownership there at the Dillard House.
That's
so
correct.
I think a lot of our listeners have heard of the Dillard House, but those who haven't, tell us quickly what the Dillard House is and where you guys are located.
We are a family-owned and operated small business in Northeast Georgia, located 120 miles north of Atlanta. We have a large restaurant which serves family-style food, Southern cuisine, farm to table. Everything we serve is prepared fresh on the premise.
Fantastic. And so there's a small family restaurant. It's also a small mountain resort.
We have a resort. We have 92 hotel rooms. We have a petting zoo. We have stables. We have a pool. We have private fly fishing located a mile and a half away from the property.
If you need to get away out of Atlanta, but not get so far away that it's going to take you a day to get there, the right. Dillard House is the place to go.
It is.
Fantastic. It is. And we're so excited to have you here. It's a family it's a family-run place. It's a family-run place that is celebrating a very special year this year. What anniversary are you guys celebrating?
We are celebrating our 100th year anniversary this year.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Now, it's been in the Dillard family, obviously, and you're celebrating the 100th year of being open for business?
That's correct.
That's fantastic. So let's focus on the restaurant. I'm a food guy. That's kind of one of the things I'm known for here on the show. If anyone wants to come on the show and bring food, I always welcome that. And if anyone wants to come on the show and talk about food, I'm very excited about that. So it's a family-style restaurant. With farm-to-table food. So when I'm at a resort 120 miles outside of Atlanta, is it kind of considered country cuisine? Is it Southern cuisine? What are some of the...
It is. I guess you would consider it country Southern cuisine. It's the old-style farm cooking that most people grew up with.
Nice. Some comfort food, but some that's very good for you too. Good salads, good meat, good side dishes, all that good stuff.
Yes, that's right.
Boy, we could talk about that for a long time. And your food is known across the country. What makes it so special?
To me, what makes it so special is that it is fresh every day. There is a lot of it.
Keep going.
People love fried chicken now.
Yep.
That's been a big item for the past 6 or 7 years.
Yep.
A lot of restaurants are focusing on fried chicken.
Wow.
We serve country fried steak. We serve cured country ham, 7 or 8 vegetables, homemade cornbread, homemade yeast rolls, homemade cheese biscuits, and homemade desserts.
All right, hang on. I got to take a sip of water. My mouth is watering really badly here. So you've got the 92 rooms. It's a nice resort. There's all kinds of stuff to do on the property. There's this beautiful restaurant. You guys also are open for groups. You have a conference center there
as well. We do. We have a 10,000 square foot conference center.
Wow.
That is available for family gatherings, church groups, corporate seminars.
Let me ask this.
Weddings.
Oh, fantastic. So yes. 10,000 square feet, for those people that can't do the math, if I'm a business owner and I'm looking to get a getaway, that's pretty big to be able to have a a couple hundred people, I guess.
It is, and we can serve as many as 300 to 350 people Perfect. Seated for a dinner. Food options vary also for these groups. We do a variety of food other than Southern cooking and, to accommodate different groups.
And so with a 10,000 square foot facility, I like that the max is 300 to 350. But if I'm also, if I want to bring a smaller group, you know, fit 25, 50, and we're doing a retreat, we're doing a getaway, that also is available, that conference center can be broken down.
It can be broken down. And we also have availability where the Dillard House was founded, was a boarding house, and we call it the Rock House. It has an area available for smaller groups also.
Nice. You talked about the different stuff, the family activities. There's a petting zoo, there's stables, trout fishing, horse-drawn carriage rides.
Correct.
Falconry program. Holy cow, it's more. I should ask the question, is there anything you guys don't do? And the answer to that question is whatever you don't do, you don't need to do because there's enough that you'd want to do at the Dillard House. So I won't even ask that question. I answered your own question, so I'm just rambling.
Thank you.
So for the 100th year, one of the other things that I have in front of me, I can certainly talk about these a little bit, but I want you to talk about them a little bit. So for the centennial, you guys have a few little special events kind of planned. And this show is going to stay on Gwinnett Business Radio X for a long time. But it, for this year, for those that are listening relatively close to the program's airing in 2017, you guys have a couple of little special events for the centennial. What are some of the things that the Dillard House is doing to celebrate the 100th?
We do have some special events. A couple have already come and gone. We have looking forward to a Brew and Crew event in July.
Mm-hmm. July 22nd.
July 22nd. We also have a lady who has a best-selling book who does antiquing who is coming in September.
Nice.
We are planning a birthday party in November. We have not set the date for that quite yet, but anything can be accessed by going to our website, which is www.dillardhouse.com. All the events are listed on there.
Fantastic. Now, the Dillard House has been open for business for 100 years, but how long has the Dillard family been in Rabun County?
The Dillard family has been in Rabun County since the late 1700s. They came down from Culpeper County, Virginia. My husband's great-great-great-grandfather fought in 8 campaigns in the Revolutionary War.
Wow. And so the Dillard family started a long time ago, but the Dillard family business has been operating for the last 100 years. Just for a little bit more detail of the stuff for going on to celebrate the centennial, July 22nd, the Brew and Crew. I love this tagline. We provide the brew, you bring the crew. So that's an open invitation for everybody listening. And in September, it's September 16th, Dishin and Junkin, a day with Mary Kay Andrews. And she does antiquing. And so that's going to be a nice day. And then, of course, the birthday celebration in November. And so everybody who wants to go to one of these events or the people who just want to enjoy one of the rooms or one of the activities or, for me, most importantly, probably the fried chicken and the comfort food. Give the website one more time and any other contact information for people.
www.dillardhouse.com. Our reservations can receive emails and have reservations done at reservations@dillardhouse.com.
Perfect.
The phone number there is 706-746-5348.
Wonderful. So Louise Dillard from the Dillard House, you've made me hungry. You've made me ready to go rest and you've made me want to have a lot of fun. So mission accomplished.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate you having us here today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for being here. So just wanted to remind everybody that's listening. We're so excited to always have you guys listening to Gwinnett Business Radio. And Gwinnett Business Radio is broadcast every Thursday from the beautiful Sonesta Hotel in Duluth, Georgia, and we are located inside the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios inside the Sonesta Hotel. And I just want to remind everybody that Subaru of Gwinnett is one of our studio partners, and love is what makes a Subaru. Our listeners can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join the family today. Come in and see the difference, or maybe Like Mike, you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. And just want to remind all of our listeners that you can enjoy any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs, or even this program, anytime, day or night, 24/7, by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. You can also download any of the shows on iTunes or any of the other podcast listening services out there. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X, like us on Facebook at Gwinnett Radio X, and all the other ways that we're out there on social media. Every time I think I've got a handle on everywhere that we are, something else pops up, and that's because of our great social media crew. So, for the fantastic, wonderful, stupendous, and slightly ill Mike Salmon, thank you for producing the show. This is Steve and Julian. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.